With elections less than 3 months away, candidates for Pennsylvania governor are ramping up their campaigns with strong messaging. From our news partner WITF, Haley O'Brien reports.
Pennsylvania's Democratic Party kicked off a statewide press tour titled 100% MAGA, arguing that Republican gubernatorial candidate and state treasurer Stacey Garrity would align closely with President Donald Trump's agenda if elected governor. Democratic Party Chairman Eugene DePasquale said Garrity would not have challenged the Trump administration in court over its policies.
His war of choice sent the cost of gas through the roof. And you guessed it, Pennsylvanians are paying that price, and we again see that every single day. And what does Stacey Garrity have to say about this? She is all in. She would not have sued the Trump administration once.
Governor Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, has sued the Trump administration more than 24 times. Meanwhile, Garrity's latest campaign ad is a miniseries that highlights past investigations and crimes and suggests that Shapiro is corrupt. Dozens of episodes are expected to be released through the November election. In Harrisburg, I'm Haley O'Brien.
Mural Arts Philadelphia has announced its new leader. Emily Mello will succeed Jane Golden as executive director. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more.
Emily Mello comes with a two-decade career leading education and community engagement departments in museums, including the New Museum in New York, the Museum of Contemporary Art Chicago, and the Perez Art Museum Miami. This will be her first time working in Philadelphia.
It's an incredible city with incredible arts organizations, and Mural Arts is really a leader in community-engaged art, which is something I've been committed to for over 20 years in the arts.
Mello will succeed founding director Jane Golden, who has been the face of the organization for 40 years. Board Chair Hope Comiskey expects Mello to push the organization forward while honoring the legacy of Golden.
When Mural Arts started, it was the Anti-Graffiti Network. These additional programs that are so key to it, like restorative justice, like our Porchlight program, evolved through the years. We look to Emily to tell us, you know, what else should we be doing?
Mello will begin as executive director on September 1st. Golden will remain involved as a consultant until at least the end of the year. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
And in sports, the Phillies lost to the Cardinals 2-0 in St. Louis yesterday. They'll wrap up the series this afternoon. First pitch at 2:15 p.m. Zach Wheeler will get the start for the Phils. Currently, it is a mostly cloudy 78 degrees in Philadelphia, humidity at 60%, and winds at about 8 miles per hour. We're expecting a sunny day today with a high near 87, partly cloudy tonight, low around 70.